Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
It's the Morning Shack. We'll run back, everybody, for your Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2020.
The boys on deck having another banger of a show today.
Banger today. Tuesday banger.
Oh, man. You know what? Tuesday itis. Washed that one off. I was feeling it like halfway through the show, around the 7 o'clock hour. Good then after that, I just full speed ahead.
Straight
just send it.
Super Saiyan.
I said, you know what? I'm going out. I'm going all out.
Super Saiyan Nguyen right
when
over
I
here.
Go to bed today, it's going to be for a long time, yeah. So I'm putting everything into this one. And you know what? It was a good show, man.
It was. We normally, we do this, me and Regan do this thing where we, on our text line, you can go 10 at a time on the texts, right? And, man, we said clear the board.
Man, we got clear at the least frigging 30, 40 texts through,
it was
man.
Killing today. So thanks, everybody, for listening live.
Yes.
And it's still, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate everybody for texting on through on that one, man. But, yeah, so I think the main thing which got everybody texting on through was the Shaq's got backs today. Timmy went and I read that one out, and, jeez, it was a goodie.
I think I could have done better reading it.
Nah. That hit the spot, bro. Everybody was getting involved.
Okay.
Everybody had a little something to tell, so you know what? You can listen to that one. That's going to be a bit too spicy for you. Yeah. Hope you got your milk.
You need some milk.
I got to go and buy a grow tent today, Regan.
Grow tent?
Yeah.
You on the marijuana buzz already?
No.
Wow.
Fuck, I'm not.
Wow. I thought I knew you, brother.
You do know me.
Damn.
I don't do that.
Okay, yet. Anymore.
Yeah. Again. No.
I can't go back.
Nah, I got to put my 3D printer in the grow and thing to ventilate it.
So that's going outside the grow tent.
No, so it goes inside.
Yeah, it's still
but then
inside.
It has ventilation where you can put it outside.
Yeah.
Because it's going all around my little unit and it's hurting me.
I'm getting hot.
Last night I was dancing on rainbows.
Damn, bro.
I was in there.
I was in the 3D printer.
I was sea walking with Snoop Dogg yesterday.
I woke up and I was in the 3D printer myself, man.
It's actually my eyes, man. The ventilation. So
you just feel it, eh? Stingy.
But stingy.
How much do those go for?
Like 120.
Damn.
So yeah, but then you have to get the ventilation thing with it.
And so what? Are you sitting the 3D printer outside?
No. You have to have it inside because of the UV light.
Ah, okay.
Otherwise, it will cure the whole thing. So you have to have it inside. But normally, you know, you vent it, and it's not that it stinks. It's just it lingers a bit.
Yeah. And so what? Are you gonna funnel that out? Out the window. Yeah.
So I've got to go and do that today. I've got to find out. There's a place in Te Aratu that sells them, but I don't want to go. Oh, man, the feds might be watching. Might thinking, hey
man. This guy, bro.
Because, man, I didn't realize, and man, people that, you know, grow their own marijuana, it's not illegal to grow your own, right? But it's illegal to buy the seeds.
Oh, what?
It's weird, eh?
Huh?
I don't listen. I don't partake in any of that. But I was like, because I had a look. I was like, oh, if they sell that, do they sell the seeds?
What are they there for?
It says, no, it's illegal to sell the seeds, but you're allowed to grow your own. So how do you get the seeds to grow your own?
You have to break the
illegally
law at least once.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Once to grow it.
So if they want to get you, they'll get you somehow.
Damn,
Pretty interesting, eh? I don't get into that, but I was just like, wow, that's strange.
That's interesting.
Because let's say it's, you've got a chicken.
Yep.
Right, you want to buy a chicken? It's like saying, "Oh, yeah, you can. You're allowed to have chickens, but you're not allowed to have an egg. You're not allowed to have a fertilized egg."
Yeah, that's it. Eh? So how the hell am I supposed to do that then?
Yeah, just steal someone's fertilized eggs. I actually want to get chickens.
Yeah.
Like we've got room at Taranaki.
Yeah,
get
chickens
and then just because eggs are so expensive.
Actually, that might be the go.
Female hens.
Yeah.
Just get them, feed them, keep them locked up.
How many would you have?
I don't know, maybe 4, 5.
Yeah, that's all right, eh?
Yeah.
They don't need too much maintaining, right?
Okay, if I had 4, what should I name all 4 of them?
Oh.
Do I go Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles, you could go.
What about now? You know what I'm going? Captain Planet.
Captain Planet Fire.
It's like, what's that? Wheeler is the.
Wheeler.
Kwame is the here we go. Yeah. Kwame is the Earth one.
Yeah.
Is it Natalia or the Russian chick?
Fried chicken? Oh, what?
Nah.
Sorry.
I should call them like Wicked Wings, one of them. The other one's like...
hot and spicy.
No, one's Popeyes, one's Sanders.
Cools.
Oh, and one's Chick-fil-A. And then I'm just like, give me my eggs, motherfuckers.
And then when it comes time to come, then that's what you get turned into.
Yeah.
A Wicked Wing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're going to have Wicked Wings. They're all for Wicked Wings. One's Nando's.
Man, these Ooh. Wicked Wings are nice. That's ass, it, Dad.
That's what I'm... Hey, Wicked Wings.
Well, guess what? Wicked Wing. No, Dad.
Not Wicked Wings.
No, Wicked Wing.
Not Peri Peri Sauce.
No, not Nando's.
That's actually what I'm going to do. If I get one, I'm going to call one Nando's.
Nando's!
One Peri, Peri Peri.
Damn, bro.
One Colonel, the Colonel, and the other one Popeye.
Not Popeye, Dad.
Not old little Pops.
My favorite.
And then I'm going to be like, you know what? Popeye made some good chicken. Wonder how you...
Popeye made some good eggs.
Fuck, bro. Have you done research on Wagyu, bro?
Yeah, I not like the grading of it, but like.
But how they treat the cows?
Yeah, they treat them like superstars, eh?
Right. let me pull that up. They drink beer all day. I know that.
But the cows?
The cows do.
Damn. That's crazy, bro.
And I know they get massages.
See, they got to give them a good lifestyle because, you know, once they, you know, cuck it or they're ready to go.
That's where the money comes from.
Yeah, and especially, you know, they would have lived a great life by then. I wonder how you determine whether this one's going to live a great life. Do they look a certain way?
No, I think it's a certain breed.
Yeah,
I think it's a certain breed.
Damn.
The stress-free grazing environments they have.
Stress-free.
So they get serenaded with classical music.
What?
At least daily. They get massaged every night.
If I get reincarnated, man, that's the life I want to live. That's like the top tier of everything.
Farmers take great care of them to ensure that their muscles do not become tense.
Nice and soft,
But I mean, fuck, man. Shouldn't every fucking cow have a... What's so stressful about being a cow?
I'm a cow.
Sorry.
You know, you're actually right. I always look at cows when I drive past and I'm like, fuck, you live a good life. You're just chilling there, sitting on your ass.
There's no fucking bulls to pay. There's no predator out here going to fucking take you. There's no wolves going to eat you.
Yeah, you do a little shit here and there.
Shit right wherever you want, too. You piss wherever you want. Damn. You eat whatever you want. You fucking cows.
Bro, these guys are lucky, bro. If any of the cows are tuned in right now, bro, prove us wrong.
What would you rather be, a cow or a sheep?
Oh, I'd rather be a sheep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because your nipple thing, you don't like people touching your nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. But, you know, also, like, I like my haircut.
That's true. Yeah, you get a clean fade once a year. But, yeah, fucking true.
Yeah. But, then again, cows also get beaten up from the dogs, don't they? Like, chase from them?
That's probably the stressful environment.
Fuck
a cow going, oi, fuck off. Go over there.
Get in the fucking paddock.
You do what I fucking tell you. I used to be a wolf.
Master said I had to fucking reel you in, you bitches.
Remember fucking Babe? Babe the pig?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do, you little fucking pig. You little pinky pig.
Sorry about me.
I'm going to eat you, you little bitch.
Fucking hell. Man.
Okay. That's us for today.
Thank you very much for tuning on in.
Enjoy yourself. Have a great one. Me and Regan will be back tomorrow. 103.8 Nui FM and Tamaki Makaurau. Everywhere else, iHeartRadio or at pmn.co.nz.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Are we going to get in trouble for today? No, it doesn't look like it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ka kite.
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim Reed.
Hey. What up? Oh, my gosh.
It's Tuesday. What up, everybody? It is Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2020. The Morning Shack is ready to take on your day.
Yes, just the boys on deck today. And you know what we do, man? We get up to a whole bunch of mischief.
Woo.
You know, when the cat's away, the little ratties are gonna play. Monday is done and dusted. Tuesday, I just... I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling ramped up and ready to roll.
It's probably because he had a 6-hour nap yesterday.
Oh, man, you know what? One of the most uncomfortable sleeps I've ever had in my entire life, okay? I was cramped up on a little 2-seater couch, and my missus watched me the entire time, sleep for the entire time.
Yeah, she's like, I can't look at him. He looks so innocent.
Yeah, look, my Hulk got drool all over the couch. Damn, bro.
All right. If you don't know us, you better start remembering who the hell we are. Regan, introduce yourself, please.
Hey, man, I got my name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood. Regan's about to steal the game, baby.
Ooh, give me the loo, baby. Give me the loo.
It's your nurse's ex-boyfriend. Now she being nice to
the ring. You know, I came around yesterday. You were sleeping on the couch. And I was
you
like...
You didn't even help me then.
I'm sorry, because you look too ugly.
Oh, it's the big toke, big smoke, a.k.a. the new way in Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Mr. Burns, because everything we've been doing here is...
Excellent.
The hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitter Pit Baby, a.k.a. Gladywap, a.k.a. Tinfoil Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Baby, they call me Timmy, Tui, Fasa, Scoop. Young Dawson, baby, I spit hot fire.
Younger Flea.
Timmy, I fuego, pull it up with 40, which is shorty and the gooniest of the goon squad.
Hey, you go. I'm feeling a bit cold today. Yeah. What have we got for today's hot thing, my friend?
You know, it's all about getting slapped in the morning.
Oi.
So we've got some Will Smith. Slap it.
Ooh.
Slap it. Are you got no lyrics for this one?
I don't know. I don't know if I know.
What?
I'll give it a go. What?
Speaking of baldy heads.
Hey, hey.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance flow, though, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it, that's it. Now, honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. Who got a product? Bad when a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me dancing again. What your name is dancing a jig? Yeah, with this handsome kid. Sick of cigars, like from Cuba, keep on. Don't bite it, it's for the look. I don't light it. Here with the Emmy or the SA or play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like full play. Yo, my car, yo, it's infinite. Big Willie style all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Watch your step, you might fall, trying to do what I did. Mama,
go side. Ooh, man, I don't know how I remember those lyrics.
Damn, you were in there, bro.
I was rocking out, bro.
I was just listening to my Will Smith CD.
Catch up times to see what everybody got up to yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Tell me, what'd you get up to, my bro?
Yo, you remember, so yesterday after the show, me and Reese, when we went, there was a lady that was in the elevator with us, Reese.
Yes.
Anyway, man, we finished up work. We ended up at the same place.
You?
Yeah, with them. They're into 3D printing too, so I had to go out and get some resin. That's their job, right? And I popped up, and I'm pretty sure they were like, did this guy just follow us?
Damn, but stalker.
No, we had a good chat about the 3D printing.
Oh, no, now you found your community.
Yeah, it was cool.
What are they making?
They make, like, everything, man. They make they help schools do 3D printing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they
maybe you need to go to those schools and learn that.
Oh, but yeah, true.
They can help you out,
maybe.
Bro.
Thank
steal
you, bro.
Some resin?
Can I have that ring that I gave back to you, bro? If you think that there was...
Can I get some resin from these guys?
Yeah. And they gave me the discount code, too.
Hey! Yeah. Oh, yeah!
So, shout-outs. Shout-outs to the team.
Oh, very nice.
What did you get up to,
nice.
Brother?
For me, not too much, man. I had a whole bunch of admin stuff that's just been piling up. I needed to get rid of it. It's all sorted now, but I thought I'd reward myself with a little 40-minute nap because I was like, told my missus, hey... We're going to go to Otahu, and we're going to go and try that massive-ass pork bun.
Oh, yes.
And then
okay.
I was like, yeah, okay, we're going to go down. And then after that, had a little nap, woke up 2 hours later. And the worst part was I was sleeping on a little two-seater couch. My whole back, my neck is all wrecked.
Your neck and your back.
You don't even know what else is wrecked as well. All right. That's just a little sample of that. And anyways, I told my missus, why don't you just wake me up and tell me to go to the room? She said, no, you look too peaceful there.
Aww.
Shut the hell up. I got drool all over the cushions.
A little peaceful, Riggs.
Clean that up. Oh. Jokes.
You're out the game, bro.
Lucky you're not listening this morning.
No, I'll send you that little clip on the podcast. Clean it up. Clean yourself up.
Oh, that was me pretty much the entire day. And then I tried to make Lokomoko.
Oh, yep.
I did pretty good, bro. Yeah.
Talk me through the layers.
The fans were a fan.
Talk me through the layers, brother.
Had my onion and mushroom gravy.
Ooh.
Had my bit of rice.
Ooh.
Had my patty that patty tasted pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I usually stuff that up, but came out pretty good. Got an egg on top, put the green onions on, and then hit it with the QP mayo just to...
Man, I tell you what. TikTok is changing the world, bro.
I'm telling you, man. Changing my life. I said, do you want Hawaiian tonight?
It's not a pizza. It's a Loco Moco.
Hey, what about news?
That news that you never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me. That's the bro.
Today we're going to Montreal over in Canada. A man went on vacation to Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Went for a bit of a vacation. A good 60-day vacation. It was quite long, 2 months. Comes back and he had a letter in the mailbox. It's a 14-page letter. The Ministry of Justice were trying to collect his money, but they said because his name was Nick Faturas. Mr. Faturas has passed away. That's what they thought that he died. He was gone for 60 days.
Oh, what? And people were trying to collect money from him?
Yeah, but it was just a speeding ticket. And yeah, they just like, oh, sorry to bother you. We're apologizing for your loss of Nick. And yeah, and he got away with, he didn't have to pay the ticket.
Dang.
But then later on, he found out like other things were going wrong. Like he had been reported dead.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then So
someone thought he died. And I don't know how they did it. Maybe it was a typo. Maybe something happened.
Wow.
Maybe it was someone else that had a very close name to him.
That is crazy.
All of his bills started coming in like he died.
Wow.
Would you buzz out if that happened and you think, maybe I did die?
Is this a simulation?
Maybe I'm a ghost. Maybe I can see dead people. Everyone around me's, you know, like the Sixth Sense one? Yeah, man. Like, what a way to get out of a pain of fire, though. You know, there's different ways you can get out of that.
Far out. That is actually pretty cracked up, though.
You just go on a holiday, come back, boom, there it is.
I'm dead.
You're dead. You're dead, bro.
What if he is dead?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this is a whole... Maybe he was dead, but somebody's taken his identity.
Ooh.
And now, So he got away with it. He's very much alive, and he's good to go. But, yeah, in that letter that it said, it was like, you know, sometimes it happens. They said sometimes it was a mistake, and it's a bit of a typo, but it's very rare. But it did have, like, you know, we're sorry for your condolences for for his family.
Why do we need it 14 pages, though?
Yeah.
Hey, to just get a message. It sounded like a two-pager thing.
Yeah, sheesh. But no, they were like, no, you don't have to pay it now.
But now that he's back alive, does he have to pay it?
Nah, he got out of it.
Oh, there we go.
Good on you there, Nick.
Loop hack.
Today's Out of the News is about this guy in Montreal that went on holiday, came back, and all of a sudden everyone thought he died. The government thought he died.
He's been dead for 10 years. One of those buzzes, eh?
So he got out of so the reason why he found out is he was like, oh, man, I got a speeding ticket, and he got out of it because they thought he died. Like, oh, no, he died. He doesn't have to pay.
Actually, you know what? Write it off. He's dead.
What happens to your debt when you die?
Doesn't it get passed on to the kids?
Man, let's do it. I'm going to run it
That's
up.
That's what I was keen on doing.
Running it up.
Sins of the father.
Just be like, hey. Oh, yeah, see you fellas later. He's got a mortgage to do. He's got this. He got that.
Yeah, he's got a few pokey claims on there as well, man. Well,
what if you don't have kids, though? Or if you don't have any family? Let's say, like, everybody in your family passed away and you have no brothers, sisters, or whatever. I would run the heck up out of that if I knew. Well, that's the thing you don't know.
That's the other thing, is that you don't know how much you can get.
Yeah. But hey, you run that up, man. You run that tally up. You run that tab up.
Chuck it up, man.
Chuck it on my tab. All good. You want a car?
I'm off for 60 days.
Yeah, and then boom. It's a good way to get out of things, not dying, but pretending that you die, I suppose.
Yeah.
We get out of a lot of meetings here, Regan. What's the go-to?
Some of the go-tos is sneaking out.
Yeah.
It's been a long time
That's really
strategy that we've been doing.
That's really our thing, right?
That's one of them. The other one is talking on the phone as you're leaving to go to the elevator.
Yeah.
That way you don't get distracted, and then as soon as you're in the elevator, you just get off the phone.
Hiding in the office is another one that we do. We normally hide in one of the offices here.
One of the empty ones?
Especially one that have like a couch.
Slow
that down. Slow that. Split that.
The other one? Sorry.
And then, those are the other ones. Another one is, you know, the kids. Like, you get on the Zoom call and you say, "Oi, when I pinch your leg, you better cry. You better cry as loud as you can."
You're right. You've got to go.
Oh, sorry.
Got to get out of here.
Bubs is a bit sad.
Look at him. He's sick. He's got the flu. Yeah. The other one is just call up your missus or something like that and just sound like it's like ultra urgent or something. Yeah. Only you can sort out.
Yes.
Hey, you broke down on the motorway. You don't know how to change the tyre. Oh. I thought I told you how to do that 5 times. All right, you know what? I'm coming out. Sorry, guys. I got to go. Can't. Mrs.
We're talking all about getting out of the work meetings. How do you do it? What do you do? What is one of those key words or those key phrases that you need to use to get out of anything?
We need them tricks.
Yeah.
Okay. What have we got going on?
Someone said gout. That's all they wrote.
Yeah.
Gout.
That's a good one. That's a good one to get out of anything.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to add on to that. If you go into move into a new workplace, guess what? All four of your grandparents are still alive.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah. I remember you saying that, Riggs. You've done that a few times at work, and I'm like, man, which grandparent is it?
Yeah, you know what? You just move into a new workplace. Guess what? They're all back alive now. Time to use them all up like to get on out
it's
of
like
things.
A respawn on a
reset.
Video game.
That's the good thing about moving into a new workplace, okay? Uh-huh. That's easy, man.
Had someone text on through. Just blame everything on your cat.
Yes, the pets. That's another good one, man.
So my dog passed away.
My dog done pooed up all over the house, and I need to go and sort him out.
Yeah, he needs to go to the vet.
You know what? Louie got a brand new dog. And he's been using that as an excuse.
Okay, I might get in trouble for this one. Okay, I was in a meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
Someone told me that they had long COVID.
Long COVID?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's what I said. Apparently it's a version of COVID that isn't... See, I was like, this guy is on... He's on a different level.
Long COVID.
So what happens is it's a version of the COVID that isn't, like, contagious, but... It lasts for ages, and he said, like, he runs out of energy at 2 p.m. So at 2 p.m. every day, he goes home and have a sleep.
He just created his own strand.
Man.
Hey.
I applauded that, man.
Long COVID.
Like, hey, long COVID, I like that. It's like once 2 o'clock hits, I need to go home and sleep.
Sorry, guys, I'm feeling it. It's going to be happening to me for the next 2 months because it's long.
It's longer than... No, he's had it for 2 years.
What the?
This guy's had it for 2 years.
Damn, bro.
So, kudos to you.
Hey, you're playing long game.
Yeah, he's all out of there. Like, oh, sorry, guys, long COVID.
Hey, you know what? You know that thing I got? Yeah, all right, I'm out of here.
You gotta go, yeah. In the afternoons, I have to sleep.
Clocking out.
Man.
Bruh.
Bravo.
That's next level.
Bravo.
Thank you for that tip. I'm going to try that.
You're laughing at me because I hurt myself, eh? Hey?
Before we came on to air, this guy whacked the shit on the chair.
And I swore. I was like, ah! Regan, you didn't look one piece concerned. You just like, what?
I was too busy enjoying the sun. It's just peeking up right now.
Because there's a chair underneath the table that we have here. And I thought, I'll move it. And then next minute, boom! Ah!
Don't touch
things,
right?
Can't come into work. Hey, that's ACC right here.
Hey, that's how you're getting out that meeting.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, you know what we're talking about? We're chatting all about Polyfest. It's kicking off tomorrow. I did not realize it was a 4-day thing, man. Wednesday's the speeches. Then Thursday's diversity. Then Friday, Saturday are the big performing stages from there. And you know, it got me thinking. I said, man, it's time to reminisce. I had some great times at Polyfest back in the days, man. Some beautiful times back in the days. But there was this one time, very traumatic time for me. I wanted to share this with everybody.
Anytime a story from Regan comes up in his childhood where he went out to somewhere, man, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when, you know.
This is what happened, all right? So the day before, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, can I go to Polyfest? I think I would have been 16 years old. I said, Mom, can I go to Polyfest with the boys? Everyone's kind of ditching school. You don't have to be there. It's going to be a pretty boring day. Everyone's pretty much into Polyfest. Can I go there? I'll bus in, whatever. She said, yeah, you can go, but you got to go and hang all this washing out. Bro, it was heaps, bro. It was like five tubs of like laundry baskets of laundry. And I go, Mom, there's no way I can. Like, it's nighttime when I asked her. She goes, well, you got to figure it out. Bro, I woke up at like 5 in the morning And I hung out every single piece of just, that washing just to go. And all the boys that were waiting for me, they were like, hurry up, bro. Like, gee, I can't go.
Come and help me with this laundry. Come help put my mum's undies up.
I'm so traumatized about laundry and Polyfest in the same sentence these days, man. But you know what? We managed to go. I had a great time regardless. But, man, it's been a little bit of a trip down memory lane when it comes to Polyfest and just the memories that come along with it, the good and the bad. Tim, did you go to Polyfest much?
I would always go.
Even as a teacher, like, did you go for school?
I was primary intermediate. Yeah.
But back in the days, in your glory days,
hard out. That was the go-to.
What was your memory that you?
I remember going one time. I remember I was like, oh yo, this girl invited me in.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, is that us? Like, yeah. Come man, like come and watch me perform.
Yeah.
Get there, doesn't even hang out with me. Hanging out by myself.
It's that weird one there where you're just walking behind her and her mates. What's this weirdo doing? What's this weirdo doing?
Who invited this weird guy? It was her. She said I could come up.
And then after that, you like text like later on in the day. You're like, what happened now? Yeah. Sorry, I was a bit shy.
Oh, I don't know how to react to these certain things.
Oh my god!
I remember, bro. I think I was like four, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's us. That's us, man. Next minute, just being the Klingon.
Yeah.
Oh man,
just tagging along.
I was waiting for my mates to come so I can hang out with them, but they didn't even show up.
I was another memory that comes to mind, man, is I held hands with this girl for the first time at in Polyfest, and because we had been chatting for a while, and then we ended up catching up at Polyfest. We're holding hands, walking around. And then I was about to get snapped because that girl that I was with, that was like one of my mate's cousins.
Oh.
And then he saw us and he was like, you dating my cousin?
Oh, hell. And then did you have a fight?
Nah. Oh, I was like,
that would have been funny.
Nah, she was lost and I was just holding her hand.
Yeah, she was looking for your mum.
Hold on, that's a bit weird.
Good save. Good save there, brother. Good save.
Just chatting about Polyfest. You know, it's coming up tomorrow, kicking off tomorrow, ASB Polyfest at the, the Super Bowl Arena area?
Velodrome
in Monaco. And, you know, everybody's been there once upon a time and had their fair share of moments and memories, and that's what we're doing right now, man. We're taking a trip down memory lane, talking all about Polyfest. Now, time to head over to the text line, okay? Got a few texts coming through.
That one there. Had my first pash at Polyfest, chair.
Damn.
Chair.
That's memorable, man.
Had my first pash there.
Remember that time when you had a pash, bro?
Yeah, man.
Hey.
When we were just practicing, bro.
Hey, cuz.
Anyway, moving forward.
Someone said, met my missus at Polyfest, been married for 13 years with 4 kids.
I like that.
13 years ago, you and your missus met there. And now he's had 4 kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should take all those 4 kids back there and show them, hey, see this? See over here? This is where me and your mum...
Me and your mum shared an ice cream together.
Yeah, we held hands over here.
Shared a pineapple pie.
Another pie. Okay, what about when I... Oh, this is from the 333s.
Mm.
What about when I practice every day after school to go Polyfest and the day comes up, I wake up late and miss the bus, had to stay at school?
Shame.
You could die.
That's sad. Hey, you work so hard and then you know what? You can't go, bro. Sorry about you.
That's a no for me.
Sorry, dog. You ain't going to Hollywood, dog.
You ain't going to the Velodrome, dog. It's time for us to get into Shaq Scott Becks, where if you have a problem, you send it through to us. We talk it through and we help you out, you know?
Well, we try.
Yeah.
And no laughing.
Nah, none. I don't know about this one. Okay, this one comes through on our Instagram DMs. It was a very lengthy. It's a very lengthy message, but I've kind of cut it down into the
compacted
key points.
Compacted it a little bit down, eh?
Yes, it was a bit of a Harry Potter book.
Oh,
on this one.
Okay. Novels.
Here we go.
Stories.
Okay, my best friend had a wedding. And she has a 20-year-old younger sister. Myself and my husband are both 40. That's some facts I had to put in there.
Okay.
My best friend's younger sister was openly flirting with my husband in front of me.
Wow.
The first it happened when she danced up on him at the when the DJ played Too Close from Next.
What the hell, man?
She then started whispering the lyrics into his ear. She kept looking at me with a stink face and would walk past me and whisper swear words towards me.
What the hell?
The last straw was when she grabbed at my man's as a joke and then said that she did it on accident. I told her off in public and had a go at her, even grabbed her hair.
Wow. Is this all at the wedding?
This is all at the wedding.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
Now my friend and her family, as well as her sister, want me to publicly apologise to her on Facebook. My husband is normally a cool, calm, collected guy, but he hasn't smiled or joked around me since the wedding. What actions should I take? Should I apologise or not? And I'm afraid it will ruin my friendship with my friend.
Damn. Hot. Hotty right there. There's a lot of factors in there. My brain's already ticking away, but I need to kind of, you know, collect myself because I might say the wrong thing. Is that okay?
That's okay, man.
That's okay?
It's okay. It's next. It's Too Close. Yep, we put some investigation into those lyrics. If another female that is not your wife or partner whispers those into your ears, you could get a bit...
I see that you like it like that.
I feel a little poke coming through.
Oh, man.
No. So we're into Shaq's Got Backs. There's a very interesting message that has come through asking for help. It's all about best friend's younger sister rubbing up and being all...
too friendly.
Yeah, a little bit too sensual.
Yeah.
With another woman's... with her husband at a wedding and whispering the words, some of the lyrics to Too Close. Firstly, how does a 20-year-old know the words to that song?
I know.
Mm. But whispering it into his ear. Oh. And then she kept looking at the wife as well with a real stink face. Yuck, look at you. And then walking past again. Yuck. And then the last straw was when she grabbed at her man's. The 20-year-old grabbed at him. And she said, oh, it was just a joke. And oh, I done it. I accidentally did it. It was an accident. Now they're saying, you need to apologise to my family and my sister on Facebook.
They ended up having a scrap, eh?
Yeah. Having
the
little,
wife and the little sister.
Yeah, having a little...
So, oh, damn.
So it got to that point. And she said, like, her husband's been... It's affected him. There's no smiling. There's no more jokes.
No.
He's just like, oh, my gosh.
Yep. And you know what? It's time for us to figure out what's going on, bro. Tim, I got to tell you right now, bro, I feel like the husband has something to do with it.
You think?
I think so. Here's my first thing, right, is that he should have said something to that girl,
yeah,
the 20-year-old, when it first happened on the whole dancing thing. And then the second straw is, why are you angry? Why is he mad at, like, why is he not having a smile or anything? Why is he upset? It's because he's sided off the girl, off the 20-year-old.
Ooh, Regan's gone into his bag with this one.
Yeah, this guy is playing up, sis.
I think the opposite. I think there's something there, but I think he's a bit shy. You know, he's just like, oh, man, I don't know.
You embarrassed me, something like that.
Oh, man.
Is that what you reckon?
No. I think it's more like, oh, my gosh, I put my partner in this situation where she had to throw hands. She had to pull some tracks out.
Nah. This guy's playing up. He's all a part of it, I reckon. That's what I think. Sis, if you're listening to this right now, I want to tell you, investigate a bit, push a bit harder on your man's, because something there, I can feel it.
Would you apologise, though? That's the thing. If they're like, you need to apologise to our family, you ruined my special day.
Nah, I'm not apologising, unless your sister's apologising to me.
Oh.
Yeah. You apologise to me, and I'll apologise to your family.
So Shaq's got back.
What's a rundown, bro?
Yeah, there's a wife that, a young sister. Oh, wait, let me start that again. There was a wedding, and her best friend's sister rubbed up on her husband and whispered some of the words too close next in his ear.
Yeah,
and then, you know, would always give her the stink face, and then, yeah, rubbed up on him a little bit too close.
Next minute.
Yeah,
and scraps in the foyer.
Yep. And so, she's been asked to apologise. She's like, you need to apologise to my family. That's what her best friend said. And she's like, Oh, no.
Yeah.
But a man's is really upset.
Let's head into the text line, all right? Somebody said, death's the husband's fault for letting it happen. Get rid of all of them, including the husband. Hey, I'm with you on that one. That was one of my things. I said, check on the husband. He's up to no good.
There's a lot of people that are siding with you on this one, Reece.
Yeah, someone said, that friend is mud.
That's true, though.
She should diff's delete that friend from her life. That's your husband, and that's your person. Friends come and go.
Yeah. Morning, team. Don't apologise, girl. Little sis started the fire, and your man should stop. But he let the fire crawl up in his on him.
Yeah.
Don't forget your best friend. She should talk to her blood.
Yeah, that's right.
They should apologise to you. Oh, man. Move on with your life. Pray to God to lead your way. God bless.
Oh, God bless. God bless there. She can apologise for how she was approached in the moment. Could have waited until after the wedding. But in saying that, don't apologise for her reaction. Well within her rights, rude as little 20-something-old being disrespectful AF. Yeah. I hear ya. I hear on that one.
And you know what, though? The alcohol takes over some people.
Sometimes you get a little bit too rowdy.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, people, you know, they think, hey, this is my shot. But no, it's not.
No.
And plus, like, she's 20 and he's like 40. That's a 20-year gap.
I'm telling you, something's going on, man. Someone also texted something. Bro, sis, I would check your man's because a girl wouldn't have kept going if your man wasn't low-key stringing her along. I mean, you could have thrown hands in the car park, but definitely with Riggs on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
some more ones coming in. Whoa.
Her friend's sister is a...
is a snake.
Snake.
Severus Snape. And Slytherin, that's what it is. He's playing up. Don't apologise. She asked for it. And she should have pushed her off him in the beginning, and then he would be siding with his wife.
Great comments here,
awesome
everybody.
Feedback right here. Main topic here, sis, if you're tuning in right now, check your mans.
Check
That's
them.
What's been said in here in the text line.
Yes, sir.
Push a little bit harder, investigate. But thank you very much for everyone for texting on through.
Oh, another one. Gee, I would have slapped her face, then taken over the dance with my husband. Beautiful.
Yes, and it is time to get into your morning tea. You know how it goes, man. We talk about the things that are happening in the headline news right now. And this one has been going all over my For You page. TikTok could possibly be getting banned in the United States of America.
Yikes.
Very, very crazy. They have already passed the bill at the moment. And this is all due to them thinking that, you know, TikTok is selling their private information or spying on them through, you know, through the app in itself. Very strange allegations, you know, and then they've had a lot of people come through and talk and prove themselves, but you know what? They've still gone ahead and passed this bill.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be very, very close. I don't know how they're going to be able to reverse this.
I don't know how that all works. It's a hard, like, process.
Yeah, but that looks like they're actually ahead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people have been piping up and complaining and saying, you know what, this is, like, our livelihood. This is how we make our money. Small businesses are going to be suffering. Content creators are going to be out the wazoo. It's going to be crazy, like, because a lot of our stuff that, like, trends and things like that come out of the States. So, like, we're going to be lost for, like, a massive bulge of our content will be gone.
I heard that Australia is going to be right behind them.
I heard that as well. Yeah. They're looking into it as well. But it's like, what's the big fuss?
Yeah.
What are you guys hiding anyways? I don't know. And you know what? There were also allegations prior to all of this where Facebook was actually selling people's...
Yeah.
They've had that all over the
place. So it's just another Facebook.
It's very strange. But you know what? It got me thinking, since TikTok is going to be banned, which one would you rather swap out? Which one would you could do without?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many platforms to choose from. Tim, right off the bat, bro, what's something that you could
do without? LinkedIn. If you use LinkedIn, you're out of it, man. LinkedIn. Gosh, LinkedIn.
That's like the work Facebook.
LinkedIn is pretty much like you just telling everybody how great you are. And I'm all about, like, you know, singing your celebrations.
Yeah.
But some of them are, look at what this is what I've built with my company.
Dang.
It's almost like a living CV. There's going to be a lot of people, this is how I make my money. But nah, man, I don't want to, hey.
I could do without that one.
Let your work do the talking for you. You know
what I could do without?
Yeah.
Pinterest. Who the hell is still using that damn thing, bruh? I don't know, but sometimes when I go, I'm trying to download a photo.
Yeah.
It's on Pinterest. I can't even download it.
Yeah, you got to screenshot it.
Annoying. Do without. Kick that one off.
The morning tea.
The morning tea.
Sorry, I had to get this done for me.
Yum, 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 yum. Anyways, we're talking all about the TikTok being banned from the US. You know, they're saying, hey, you guys are spying on us. Therefore, we're going to get rid of this app. It's going to be banned from the States. And apparently, it's going to be banned in Australia too. Mm. Lots of people are going to be going down under. No pun intended. But it got me thinking, you know, what are some of the other digital platforms, the other, you know, social media places that just need to be wrapped up instead?
Yeah.
We could do without, you know. Yeah, I said for myself, Pinterest.
Yeah, and Pinterest, and I was all about LinkedIn. Here's something I want to delete entirely.
Mm.
Group texts, group chats. Not a fan of the group chats.
Damn.
If you want to talk to me, you talk to me. Don't talk to me with 700 other people listening to me. If you want to ask me a question, ask me a question. Don't go in the group chat and tag me.
Oh, yeah. What about group emails?
Oh.
All staff emails?
Oh.
Whoa, calm
Regan,
down.
Regan, you know how I feel about that.
Put your shirt back on, mate.
You know. Punch
gosh.
This.
Whoa, okay.
Punch this bloody chair.
We're heading over to the text line. Okay,
calm you down.
Someone says on through, could do without SoundCloud so my man can stop showing me his LO songs he makes. Damn.
Nah, because there's a pot of gold in SoundCloud. It's Regan's mixtape.
No.
If anybody out there, I will put $50 up. If you can find it and give me the link, $50 is coming to your bank account straight away.
Damn.
Straight away.
Someone's also texted on through, can we get rid of Twitter? Toxic as.
It is toxic there.
Oh, my kind of place.
But yeah, Dan's, shout out to my bro Dan's, who's always tuning in and giving me feedback.
From NZ.
Yep, that's the one.
NZ Dan.
Dan's the NZ.
Oh.
He's always in there.
Oh, nice.
He's parking up wherever he wants.
I'm pretty sure I'm seeing him on another platform.
Yeah. Just no. I don't think that one's going to get taken down.
Oh, okay. And someone's also texted on Twitter to wrap everything on up. Bring back Bebo.
Yep.
Bring back Bebo. You know what? I have so many photos of my 18th birthday on that damn website, and I can't get them back.
I got all my ball photos on there.
Hey. You
know? And I went by myself.
Ball photos.
Yeah, when I went to the ball. Not those ones. No, the ball. Get out of here.
Oh, man, appreciate everybody for texting on.
When I went to the ball, man, the school
my
ball.
My bad.
The school
man.
Ball, Regan.
Cool.
Just cause, not
got
like.
Your ball picks.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of sentences. We're going to go into the sentence, you know.
Realm.
Yeah. Give us your sentences. This is the one. With all our guys out there, all our tāne, all our brothers out there.
The fellas.
What is the worst thing? What are the words you just don't want to hear? This is like a sentence that if anybody, but, you know, someone, mainly a female, if a female said it to you, you just don't want to hear that.
Yeah. There's like sentences that just trigger us.
Triggers.
It's going to trigger this out of us. Like, oh
my gosh, how do I respond to
that
this?
That's what immediately comes out of our mouths.
Yeah,
as,
you know,
as we hear
the
it.
Classic one is, do I look fat in this? You know, but that's a cliche one. We want the ones that are ours.
Would you love me if I was a snow puppy?
Oh.
Shut the hell up, girl.
Would you love me if I was a worm? That's the thing. What type of worm? Is it a human-sized worm or just a normal
ring
worm? Jeez, keep your sexual fantasies off the radio, please. Gosh.
Damn, you know, anything... Okay, this is one for my missus, all right? And I'm pretty sure everybody else down the same road as me, is when they're down the hall or whatever, like in another place of the house, and they just call your name.
Oh, bro. And then why didn't you come?
That's like the worst part is like you're walking down the hall or wherever to that destination where your partner is, and you just, a thousand things are ticking off in your head. What the hell did I do wrong? What is this going on? What does she want me to do?
Yeah. My one is, it's just moan hour right now.
Here we go.
My one is when... she's in another room and she talks to me as if I'm in the room. And then she goes, did you not hear what I said? And I was like, oh, I was in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I said if you could bring the washing. Oh, but
didn't you remember I told you my parents are coming over for dinner?
Yeah.
When was that?
Don't you remember?
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Don't you remember? No, I don't, obviously. Gosh. Okay, we're getting into that. We're popping a Manu in the deep end on this one.
It looks like we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And we want you all to ride with us.
Personally. Yeah, personally. So I'm thinking about what are the words that men just don't like to hear from their significant other?
Oh, my gosh.
Words that when they're said, we're just like, oh, my gosh. Someone has texted through, we need to have a talk.
That one, eh?
When someone says, hey, we need to have a chat. We need to have a talk.
I get a bit, what the hell have I done now?
Yeah.
Hey. What have I done wrong now?
What's happened to me?
Does she know about my side chick? Oh, my gosh. Does she know about
that chick at the wedding?
Oh, no. Does she know about my little son?
Yeah.
Oh. What are you left in fielding? Gosh.
Shut up, Regan.
Someone's also text on through. It's okay. My dad will sort it out.
Oh, man. Sheesh. Here's one. This is one that came through, and this one cuts deep. You're just like your father. Oh.
I didn't know him, so how would you know?
Well,
cause you know him?
Because I went to the dairy. Is that what it is?
Because I just got back from jail.
Oh, we've had talks about this,
sorry,
Regan.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, here's another one that's come through. Be a man.
Be a man.
Just be a man. Oh, shush.
Oh, this one that just came through. Son, don't be like your dad. Be better than your dad.
Wow.
What the hell, man? I'm trying to set a good example.
A real man would do that. Oh, that's another text that's coming through. Another one that's come through is, I don't care, it's up to you. That's not what it actually means. That's what they said.
Oh, yeah, even all good.
All good.
All good.
Yep. No, I'm not angry.
Have a good night. Oh, here's another one that's come on through as well. When the best friend's partner, they say, he's a good man. So, like, her best friend's partner. So, it's like, oh, man, you know, Jeff's a good guy, yay.
Oh, no. Setups.
Damn.
Setups of doom there.
Bro. He hangs out with his kids. Oh, shut up.
Another text come through. I like you as a friend. Or I like you as a brother.
What the hell? We're married, and now you want to tell me that?
No, actually, I just like you as a friend, eh?
I just like you as a roommate.
Yeah. Last text come through. I don't need your input. Oh.
I don't need your input.
Another one. No, you're not actually the father. Oh, stop.
Wow.
You guys are getting... Hey, I know this is a spicy hour, but come
calm
on.
Calm down, yeah. Man. Yeah. No, you can't see your kids.
Oh.
Oh damn.
That one cuts me deep.
Damn. See you soon, son.
Here's one that's 60. Hey, that's my wallet. Give it back.